And hi, Coach. How are you?
Good. How's it going, Mike?
We're going well. So you play Carolina. You play Cam Newton on Monday night for the first time. What do you take away from him and from what they were able to do? Do you come away impressed with them?
I mean, they did a good job. I think there's some things we need to really more focus on us, things that we just need to do better, coach better, execute better. Just obviously third down is an area that we have to improve in defensively.
You know, Bill, in that game, the end of the game is still drawing a lot of conversation here on the radio and across the country. I just want to ask you this. Do you accept the explanation from the league that it was the interception was simultaneous with the pass interference that occurred?
Yeah, we really moved on from that game situation. So just trying to focus on Denver and, turn the page. Nothing we can do about that game now.
Well, let me ask you this then. For that game or any other game, what's the best way, in your opinion, to discuss these things while also informing coaches what's happening? I know the officials discussed things among themselves, and then they said, hey, game's over, see you later, and they ran off the field. How do you think the best way to go about that is?
I don't know. I think that's something that really the league needs to look into. And I'm sure there's a lot of factors that I'm not aware of that are part of the process. So it's not really an area that I'm that familiar with.
One of the things we've discussed, and they mention it in the explanation, Blandino's explanation, is that in fast motion it looks like one thing versus slow motion it may look different. What would you think in general about the NFL or being able to review everything, including judgment calls like pass interference?
I've always been in favor of that.
Cool. Well, so are we. We've been talking about it quite a bit, and something that I think would help a lot of this. You now get ready for a Denver team led by Peyton Manning. You've gotten to play against him or coach against him for much of his career. How has he changed from being a young quarterback to who he is now?
Well, he's pretty accomplished. I think he's had a great career and, has played at a very high level for a long time. He continues to do that. So his execution is judgment, management of the team, the clock, situations, recognizing defenses, audible in, all those things are at an extremely high level, as well as his accuracy and mechanics and so forth. So he's very good and continues to be. He's been at that level for a long time. It's hard to probably go year to year and find much of any kind of major changes, in his overall body of work. I mean, I individually find a play here or there, but he's very consistent. He's a great quarterback.
Hey, Bill, I want to ask you about the situation that's going on in Denver with Jack Del Rio and John Fox. And we know the head coach is a huge part of what a team does and its style of play. You've watched Denver on film, and most of those games, John Fox has been the head coach all but two. Is the change in leadership, even if it's temporary, is the change in leadership significant enough to expect a noticeable switch in how the Broncos are going to play against you guys on Sunday night?
I don't think it's hard to tell exactly what's going on, behind the scenes and how decisions are made or, who puts together what in the game plan, what different inputs are and how much they are. So I mean, that's something I really don't have any knowledge of. But I would just say watching, the two games, they're pretty much of a game plan team anyway. They do things, specific to who their opponent is and how to attack them. So that's what I would expect them to do to us and who does what and how all that gets formulated. I'm not really sure, but I think we're going to see a specific type of attack against us that may or may not be similar to somebody else they played. It just depends on how they, how they look at us and they relative to how they've looked at other opponents.
Stephen Ridley had another fumble on Monday night. What do you think, where does it stem from, his fumbling issues? Is it a style issue? Is it concentration, mental? Is it a technique issue? Where do you think it comes from?
There's an awful lot of plays in an NFL game. And, each one's unique and different. So I don't think that you know, when you look at any player's performance, that you often see the same thing, play after play after play after play. I mean, they're just too good at this level. You see different things happen. Different things that need to be corrected and adjusted. You know, occasionally there's some repetition, but there's so many different circumstances. Even if it's the same play, the same throw, and the same catch, it's usually not the same. They're different. You know, differences in each, and that's what makes each play unique. So, I think just in general, you know, we all have to continue to just do a better job of working on the little things and, you know, get our execution better. And that's really a team-wide thing, players and coaches. We're all included in that.
All right, Bill, it's time now for the coach's question of the week. It's brought to you by your local Mercedes-Benz dealers. The all-new Mercedes-Benz CLA has arrived. See them on the web at mbusa.com. Zach's in Andover. He wants to know, you and Tom Brady are the longest tenured coach quarterback combination in history. When do you get a chance to think about that? And when you do think about it, what do you think?
Well, I think I'm very fortunate to have Tom as the quarterback for the New England Patriots. I guess that's what I think about it.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate it. We will talk to you on Monday after you guys play Sunday night.
Great. Sounds good, Mike.
All right. There you go. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. There's Bill Belichick and our conversation with the coach.